tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It is February 17th, 2026, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. It has been a crazy couple of days of news for Tesla, and they seem to be crashing out in a big, big way. Now, we take a lot of heat for talking about Tesla too much on this show. People say, oh, you know, the only time you get any page views is when you talk about Tesla, so that's why you're always ripping on those guys. Hey, we will see, because today is going to be just about entirely ripping on Tesla. And surprisingly, we won't be talking too much about Elon. Tesla Robotaxi adds 5 more crashes in Austin in less than a month, 4 times worse than human drivers. Tesla reported 5 new crashes involving its Robotaxi fleet in Austin, bringing the total to 14 incidents since the service launched in June of 25. The newly filed NHTSA data also reveals that Tesla quietly upgraded one earlier crash to include a hospitalization injury, something the company had never disclosed previously. There are 5 new crashes in December and January. Tesla submitted 5 new reports in January 26, covering incidents from December 25 and early January 26. All 5 involved Model Y vehicles operating with the autonomous driving system, quote, verified engaged in Austin. The new crashes include a collision with a fixed object at 17 miles an hour while the vehicle was driving straight, a crash with a bus while the Tesla was stationary, a collision with a heavy truck at 4 miles an hour, and 2 separate incidents where the Tesla backed into objects, one into a pole or tree at 1 mile an hour and another into a fixed object at 2 miles an hour. As with every previous Tesla crash in the database, all 5 incident narratives are fully redacted as confidential business information. Tesla remains the only ADAS operator to systematically hide crash details from the public through NHTSA's confidentiality provisions. Waymo, Zoox, and every other company in the database provide full narrative descriptions of their incidents. In that updated data is a revised report for a July 2025 crash that Tesla originally filed as property damage only. In December 25, Tesla submitted a 3rd version of that report, upgrading the injury severity to minor with hospitalization. This means that someone involved in a Tesla Robotaxi crash required hospital treatment. The original crash involved a right turn collision with an SUV at 2 miles an hour. Tesla's delayed admission of hospitalization 5 months after the incident raises more questions about its crash reporting, which is already heavily redacted. What's more, the crash rate keeps getting worse. With 14 crashes now on the books, Tesla's Robotaxi crash rate in Austin continues to deteriorate. Extrapolating from Tesla's Q4 earnings mileage data, which showed roughly 700,000 cumulative paved miles through November, the fleet likely reached around 800,000 miles by mid-January. That works out to 1 crash every 57,000 miles. The irony is that Tesla's own numbers condemn it. Tesla's vehicle safety report claimed the average American driver experiences a minor collision every 229,000 miles and a major collision every 699,000 miles. By Tesla's own benchmark, its Robotaxi fleet is crashing nearly 4 times more often than what the company says is normal for a regular human driver in a minor collision, and virtually every one of these miles was driven with a trained safety monitor in the vehicle who could intervene at any moment, which means they likely prevented more crashes that Tesla's system wouldn't have avoided. Using NHTSA's broader police-reported crash average of roughly 1 per 500,000 miles, the picture is even worse. Tesla's fleet is crashing at approximately 8 times the standard human rate, which is not good for Tesla, especially now that it's basing its entire stock price on autonomy and self-driving. Speaking of which, Tesla's rolling out its first ever steering wheelless Cybercab right off the assembly line before it is solved for autonomy. Tesla shared today that the first Cybercab production unit has rolled off its assembly line. The vehicle has no steering wheel and no pedals and is entirely dependent on autonomous driving software that, based on every available data point, Tesla has not solved and is nowhere close to solving. The announcement comes on a day after we published our latest Robotaxi status check, showing that Robotaxi program in Austin is crashing at 4 times the rate of human drivers, operates at just 19% availability, and has roughly 40 vehicles on the road 8 months after its launch. The announcement today was on X. You can take a look at it right there, and we'll have a link to it in the show notes over at Electrek.com. Co. What's really interesting about this, though, is the fact that Musk keeps moving his own goalpost. And just recently in January, he himself admitted that Tesla needs 10 billion miles of data to achieve unsupervised self-driving. Based on the current fleet growth and FSD engagement rates, Tesla's projected to cross that threshold sometime this July. But collecting the data is only one step. Tesla still needs massive training runs, validation data, and the debugging of millions of edge cases, meaning the software likely won't be ready for another year beyond that milestone. Tesla has also delayed its next generation AI 5 chip to mid-2027, meaning the Cybercab will launch on the current generation AI 4 hardware. And yet, the first production unit of a vehicle that depends entirely on this unsolved software equation just rolled off the line. Also worth noting that AI 5, AI 4 used to be called Hardware 4 and Hardware 5. AI has a much nicer ring for the stockholders, I guess. Now, Tesla has a pattern of premature hardware bets based on autonomy, and it's continuing to live up to that pattern. Back in 2021, Tesla removed radar from Model 3 and Model Y vehicles, overruling its own engineers who warned against that. The result was an uptick in crashes, near misses, and phantom braking. And in 2022, Tesla removed all ultrasonic sensors from its vehicles before its camera-based replacements were ready, shipping cars without park assist, auto park, summon, or smart summon for several months. Then there was the yoke steering wheel. Introduced on the Model S and X in 2021 as a nod to Tesla's autonomous future, Musk argued that stocks and a round wheel weren't necessary on a car that would soon drive itself. He refused to offer a round alternative. 2 years later, Tesla broke and started offering the round steering wheel again, eventually making it the default and charging a $250 premium for the steering yoke instead. The company even offered a $700 retrofit for owners stuck with the yoke. Every one of these reversals involved Tesla making a hardware bet on an autonomous future that never happened. And with the Cybercab, Tesla is making the most extreme version of this bet yet. And this time, there is no retrofit that can fix it. That's, of course, according to Fred Lambert. He is our resident Tesla expert. I don't know. I think you put a steering wheel and some pedals in that thing, maybe a manual transmission. That sounds fun. It probably doesn't have any gears, though, which is going to take a little bit of the joy out of shifting the gears. Now, if you guys thought that was the end of making fun of Tesla today, you are so, so wrong. And it's not even us doing it. This time it's the Chinese. The Chinese state media have amplified a viral Tesla failure amid a 45% sales crash in that market. Chinese state media outlet China.com has published a report about a Tesla Model Y that lost all power on a highway despite showing 72 kilometers of remaining range. And the story has gone viral across Chinese social media. Now, this incident is drawing attention not just for the failure itself, but for the fact that state-controlled media chose to amplify it, a potential signal of shifting government sentiment towards Tesla. This timing here cannot be ignored. Tesla's position in China is deteriorating rapidly. The domestic sales in China crashed 45% year over year in January 26, falling to just 18,485 units, the lowest level in over 3 years. While some of that decline is attributable to a pull forward effect from December's rush before a new 5% purchase tax took effect, a 45% year over year crash goes well beyond seasonal adjustments. That January collapse followed what was already Tesla's first full year of sales decline in China. Full year 2025 retail sales fell 4.78% to 625,000 units, while Tesla's share of China's NEV market dropped from 10% to 8%. The decline has been accelerating throughout 2025, despite the Model Y refresh and record discounts and even 0% financing. Meanwhile, Chinese competitors are surging. Xiaomi's SU7 outsold the Model 3 in China for the first time, delivering 258,000 units in 2025, nearly 30% more than the Model 3. The recently launched Xiaomi YU7 and Xiaopeng G7 are directly targeting the Model Y with aggressive braking, and both are believed to have already accumulated more than 300,000 orders. Now, again, you've got Tesla's crashing. You've got sales crashing. We've got an autonomous vehicle that nobody can drive. And now we've got an autonomous vehicle that people can drive, trying to drive their owner into a lake. This is the viral video that was posted yesterday. A Tesla owner says his car tried to drive him into a lake while using the automaker's latest full self-driving software. The incident, captured on video and posted to social media, has gone viral with over a million views as of yesterday, way more than that now, adding to a growing list of dangerous FSD edge cases that raise serious questions about the system's readiness. Daniel Milligan posted the video to X on Saturday, tagging both Tesla and Ashok Illaswamy, Tesla's head of autopilot AI, writing, "My Tesla tried to drop me into a lake today." The vehicle was running FSD version 14.224, build 2025-4591. One of the latest updates Tesla has pushed to its fleet, the post racked up over 1.2 million views, thousands of likes, and hundreds of reposts within hours. Now, that is a lot to take. That is a lot to deal with. That is a lot of seemingly Tesla hate. It is not intended to be. If any of the stories that I ran here were not factually correct, please definitely let me know. I want to hear about it. I want to get this right. And in that spirit, we're going to talk about something that Tesla is doing right, which is their energy and battery and solar business. Tesla has announced a new Powerwall 3P with native three-phase inverter. This is big news. Tesla has announced the Powerwall 3P, a new variant of its home battery with a native three-phase inverter built into the single unit. That product, announced for the German market first, eliminates the clunky workaround that previously required European homeowners to install up to three separate power walls to achieve whole home backup on the continent's standard three-phase residential grids. Signups are now live on Tesla's website. You should definitely check that out if you're over in Europe and you're interested in adding a home battery backup to your home. There's infinite good things to say about it, almost zero bad things. It's a great product, a great idea whose time has come. And hey, I think everybody should have a home battery backup, especially if you have an EV. Be sure to like and subscribe. Head down to the comments. Let me know what you thought of today's episode and tune back in tomorrow for more.